Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting third. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ozzie Virgil. Batting eighth. The catcher, Harry Chiti. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Frank Lary. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Frank Lary. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Button. Batting second. The center fielder, Carroll Hardy. Batting third. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The catcher, Russ Nixon. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Monbuquette. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bill Monbuquette. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline strikes out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Yost moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to first for the out. Button moves to second. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Button moves to third. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Chiti is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiti hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Lary is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lary hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Virgil moves to third. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. the Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virgil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nixon moves to second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virgil misplays the ball. That's an error on Virgil. Nixon moves to third. Runnels moves to second. Bill Monbukett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbukett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Larry fields it and throws to home to get Nixon. Runnels moves to third. Clinton moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Button hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Button reaches second base with a double. Runnels scores. Clinton scores. Monbukett moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 0-for-1 in the game. Hardy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Monbukett scores. Button scores. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Hardy moves to second. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive towards first. Wirtz catches it and steps on first to double up Cash. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-1 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Runnels. The throw from Chi-T and he is safe. Runnels steals second. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-1 in the game. Clinton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito strikes out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Virgil takes first base on ball 4. Harry Chitty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chitty is 0 for 1 in the game. Chitty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0 for 1 in the game. Monbouquet hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Button hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Chitty fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hardy is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Larry reaches second base with a double. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Button. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Larry moves to third. Kaline moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virgil fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Virgil strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-2 in the game. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Runnels hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-2 in the game. Clinton strikes out. GT drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Clinton out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Sandy Amoros pinch hits for Harry GT. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Neil Chrisley pinch hits for Frank Larry. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Yost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Red Sox. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cash for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Fisher now pitching. Lou Berberet now catching. Bill Monbouquet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monbouquet is 0-for-2 in the game. Monbouquet hits a ball on the ground towards short. Virgil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Button strikes out. Two outs. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hardy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hardy. The throw from Berberet and he is safe. Hardy steals second. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Carroll Hardy now playing left field. Willie Tasby now playing center field. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-3 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Maxwell moves to second. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 3 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wirtz scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Colavito for the out. Maxwell moves to third. Bowling moves to second. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Virgil hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maxwell scores. Bowling moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Mike Forknealy's now pitching. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bowling tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Steve Bilko pinch hits for Bill Fisher. Steve Bilko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bilko hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hank Aguirre now pitching. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wirtz strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Nixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 3 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Pumpsy Green now playing second base. Pete Runnels now playing first base. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yost strikes out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hardy. Cash reaches second base with a double. Hardy throws the ball into Malzone, who tags Cash trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Kaline goes all the way around to score. Two outs. It's Tigers, 4, Red Sox, 4. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Maxwell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0 for 3 in the game. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Pagliarani pinch hits for Mike Forknealy's. Jim Pagliarani is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pagliarani strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Button is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Sullivan now pitching. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-4 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ozzie Virgil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Virgil is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Virgil hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Berberet strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hardy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby bunts towards the mound. Aguirre fields it and throws to first for the out. Hardy moves to second. 1 out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is walked intentionally. Rip Rapolsky pinch hits for Russ Nixon. Dave Sisler now pitching. Chico Fernandez now playing shortstop. Rip Rapolsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rapolsky hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. Hardy moves to third. 2 outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-4 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan now catching. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a line drive towards the mound. Sullivan reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Kaline bunts in front of the plate. Sullivan fields it and throws to first for the out. Yost moves to second. 2 outs. Ted Wills now pitching. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yost moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops it up and throws to first, with Wills covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Runnels hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-4 in the game. Clinton bunts on 2 strikes. And it's a foul ball, 4-strike-3. 1 out. Ted Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Button hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Green scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bowling strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-5 in the game. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Kootveel pinch hits for Dave Sisler. Kootveel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Colavito moves to second. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Berberet hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berberet for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Hardy takes first base on ball 4. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-0 in the game. Tasby strikes out. One out. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hardy moves to third. Green moves to second. Paul Foytak now pitching. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-5 in the game. Malzone hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 3-for-6 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Yost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Kaline hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cash is hit by the pitch. Kaline moves to second. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 4-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 0-for-5 in the game. Clinton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Wills is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wills is 0-for-1 in the game. Wills strikes out. Two outs. Don Button is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Button is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Button hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Hardy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Button scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carroll Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hardy is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Hardy strikes out. 1 out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. Tasby hits a line drive into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pumpsy Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Berberet is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berberet is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Berberet hits a pop-up towards short. Button settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-2 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Green settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 3-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Yost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Haywood Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0-for-6 in the game. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 5-for-6 in the game, with 5 singles. Runnels hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kaline. Runnels reaches second base with a double. Malzone goes all the way around to score. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.